brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, even mainstream media admits the war with Iran is on the fast track. Doesn't mean we can't stop it. That's coming up. Economic news, your phone calls. I'm going to break down exactly why the troops are committing suicide en masse. It's a cocktail of issues, but I'm going to do that at the bottom of the hour. Tie it into these viral vaccines that are really nanotech reprogrammer systems. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls right now. Colin in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, brother. How's it going?
It's going, I guess, pretty darn good. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. It's wonderful.
we're still free for a little while, though, so let's live it up.
Well, I'm free right now to recognize a bunch of murdering criminals when I see it. Their mind control doesn't work on me, I'll tell you that right now.
Me neither, brother. But unfortunately, what I'm seeing around now everywhere is just sheeple. I try to talk to people every day. I've called in a bunch. And I just have a little suggestion for you since you got this magazine going out now and the nightly news. Maybe y'all should have a kind of like a how to talk to the sheeple section, you know, telling people, you know, you're the best at waking up people in the world, Alex. You do it every day, so you probably don't think about this.
Well,
much.
I think the key is getting real. You know, we had that top lawyer in here, Wesley Snipes' lawyer, and he's got a lot of other people off. I mean, Snipes went to jail for the silly angle of misdemeanors, but the big felonies were defeated. Very rare to be able to win something like that with the case they had. And he said, no, the key is attacking and being in the face and shaking people out of their complacency. People are in a medical trance, sir. So if you come up and try to go, oh, hi, oh, you know, I know this sounds kooky, but you know, you're like, hey, things are getting ready to collapse. It's engineered. We've been taken over by foreign banks. Read this article in InfoWars magazine. Here, have a copy where it's got links to the bankers bragging that they've captured America. Did you know foreign banks said they've captured America? And then if they say, okay, what are you going to do about it? We'll say, well, hey, we better do something about it. And then realize, go, listen, I know you're not going to listen now because you don't feel good about yourself. You think you're powerless. But down the road when stuff really gets bad, kind of grab them like with a Vulcan deal and say on the shoulder. I mean, I'm saying figuratively, but get them and say, listen, brother or sister, as things get a lot worse, remember what I said to you. Remember. And so many times, a year or two down the road, they're going to activate. But look, the world's always had a lot of sheeple. They are always going to sit there and suck their thumb. We're dealing with a very small cadre of global criminals that manipulate their minions through compartmentalization and need to know. We have the data dump from the top. So the best people to target is people in the system because I actually found they're the easiest to wake up because when you give them this stuff, they go, well, that makes perfect sense. It never made sense. How do you know all this? Well, that's true what you're saying there. It's like, yeah, because, you know, I'm here from the rebellion. I'm here to help. You know, come on, join us. We need to get past this fighting with people and say, do you know you work for a bunch of pedophile scum? Here's some proof. Okay, well, you don't like doing that, do you? Well, wake up and at least know they're the enemy. You see, you've just got to just over the top, because reality is over the top. Reality is over the top. Sir, I go back to this. I only say this a lot because people pay attention to Harvard. There's thousands of studies, thousands. Harvard came out and said, in a big study, we've reviewed dozens of studies from 1976 to 2011, and it's conclusive. Massive cancer increases and IQ reduction in every city fluoridating. It's deadly poison. We recommend it be taken out. Why would even Harvard do that? Because they got brain damaged kids now. They got family dying. The average idiot working for the system, even at the dean level, is not a globalist operative. Oh, they've been told there's global governance to help the poor, and yeah, we are going to reduce population because it's for the earth, but we're kind of sweetie, and you're going to be part of the winning team. And then their 12-year-old gets diagnosed with bone cancer. And then they find out that bone cancer's off the chart. And then they find out, and then they bury their kid, or they cremate them. And then that gets them to get into religion real quick and find out why I'm so angry. Because I don't like watching a bunch of scumbag, foreign, crazy bankers full of a bunch of bravada and hubris poisoning us. I'm here to wake people up. I'm here to break the conditioning. I'm here for the wake-up call. It's time to come alive! We'll be back. Stay with us. The resistance starts now. It starts with you.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are continuing with your phone calls, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to look at why the troops are really committing suicide at record numbers, 7 to 8 times any previous record. We'll also look at national news, geopolitical news, huge news in the Middle East. It is all coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, I want to continue with your phone calls here today. Let's talk to Michael in Tennessee. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you today, sir?
I'm pretty good.
Thank you for having my call. It's the first time caller. But
you don't have to thank me, man. Most of these talk show hosts make you grovel and beg and go through call screening, and where some control freak tries to make sure you agree with their agenda. Here on the air, worldwide, hit me and hit me hard with info.
Okay. Well, I don't have any new information for you. I just wanted to applaud your efforts of your new print campaign. I think that's a really great idea, and I think it's amazing that it's going to be revitalized in this country. I would call for people at the local level to, especially on college campuses.
Yeah, well, you got your point in before your phone died. Thank you, Michael, in Tennessee. And if you just joined us, we printed 70,000 copies, 50,000 copies at the streets of Austin. In less than 24 hours, we sold all of the 20,000 copies that we had, the extras. They all sold. So I just put an order in, and they're going to put them today. because they still happen to have the press set up for it, miraculously. That saved us a bunch of money, to print 20,000 more of the bad boy. So we're going to be printing those today. We will have those tomorrow, and we're printing 20,000, and that's it. It'll be a sold-out edition. So that'll be 90,000 total. Our advertisers paid to be in 70,000, but they're going to be in 90,000. And it is powerful. It is free for everybody. An e-copy that you can flip through like a regular magazine. Click on the website links. It's going to work. Infowars.com/newsletter. Infowars.com/newsletter. Put in your email, and we're going to send it out at 2 o'clock today on two different platforms, depending on which type of computer you have. But it looks just like a regular page. It bends and folds like a page. You can click on the links. And in the future, we can even have videos embedded in it. That's pretty amazing, the systems we've signed up that are using. So Infowars.com/newsletter. Or if you miss that URL, just the right-hand side says sign up for Alex Jones' newsletter. It's got my picture up there and a lot more, not just the magazine monthly, will be sent to you free. If you want to buy them in bulk, InfowarsShop.com or InfowarsStore.com will get you there. You can't miss it. You can buy them at cost at InfowarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And it's free on the street. But I think next issue we'll take the free off just so people that want to sell them in their grocery stores, in their gas stations, in their businesses can sell them, you know, for it cost us about 50 cents after printing and shipping it to us from the printer outside Austin, right at about 50 cents a piece. I suggest you sell them for about $1 a piece. After all, we're not communists. You should. We got a bunch of requests for the racks that say Infowars.com that cost us like $40. They're nice racks. We're going to look for a place that's less expensive. So we're going to try to do a deal where you can buy racks if you want them for $50 to put in your business as well. So there you go. It's already exploding a lot faster than I thought it would. Soon we'll put up a website and stuff for people that want to franchise it into their city and put out their local version of Infowars newspaper/magazine. So there you go, Infowarsshop.com. Didn't mean to do a plug right there at the start of the hour. The guy just brought it up. It's going to be devastating on the college campuses and everywhere else. I mean, you want to wake somebody up, this is powerful. Let's go ahead and go to Steve in Iowa. Thanks for holding, Steve.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my calls. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir. Welcome.
Welcome. For one, I would just like to thank you for jumping on Brandon Robb's story. That, to me, is the beginning of the end of America as we know it. What is your take on that, sir?
Well, you got talk show host confirmed, arrested for saying there's going to be a collapse. He's buying guns to protect himself. Had that fella on yesterday. And then supporters fear Marine being disappeared. That's Brandon Robb. And his Facebook stuff is like, yeah, you know, the globalists have taken over. They staged 9/11. You know, there's going to be a revolution against these criminals. Everything I say, I bet money he's a listener. And they went and psychiatric group grabbed him and his family videotaped him being drug off. But by the way, they didn't call on him. So it's not like the family says he's going crazy. And so that's the new thing is that and now they've moved him and 3 hours away. And so this is the new people are going to the FEMA camps. I mean, they're. You know, they went and grabbed this pretty popular talk show host that we had an article about yesterday that the Northeast Intelligence Group wrote a story about where they came out to his house with no warrant, no nothing, tricked him into coming outside, grabbed him and said, you're being involuntarily committed, and threw him in a mental institution until he agreed to sign papers to give his guns up. So that's the new thing. And if they come and grab you, the problem is now they did this to a lot of famous writers and people like Hemingway. He said the FBI was spying on him, harassing him. Of course, it was later declassified they were. They said that was mentally ill because the FBI wouldn't do that in America. So they grabbed him, electroshock therapied him for about 6 months. They didn't know who he was. And he was so depressed about it, they say he committed suicide. So, you know, they could grab me, electroshock me 6 months, put me on antipsychotics, brain damage me, release me out. And that's how they roll. And this is a criminal group of child kidnapping murderers that run our country. I mean, type in UN, NATO, Defense Department child kidnapping. It's BBC, AP, Reuters, and they just grab the kids, run them out to slave pits all over the world, and that's the way it is. I mean, pure demonic murdering scum that see us as absolute animals run the country. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I just wanted, Fox did a, finally it got on mainstream media like 4 days later, but Fox did a little thing on it, and they quoted the one of the things that he said, I'm sharpening my axe, I'm ready to sever heads. But when they did that, they never said that that was actually song lyrics. They just said that he said that, but they were actually song lyrics because I am.
No.
Well,
listen, they could take what I'm saying. If I said, you know what, we're going to blow the competition away. And then, oh, you're going to blow somebody up. No, it's a figure of speech. And it's all part of the new thought crime. They want to intimidate us. They want to keep us down, demonize us to the police, and then march the police in against us to start a civil war. But I got news for the globalists. I talk to a lot of police, so do my sources. The police have never woken up like this. It is miraculous what's happening. Self-preservation will do that to you, by the way. The police aren't stupid at the end of the day. They know a civil war of the American people is not going to go well.
I'd like to thank you for what you're doing. And one last thing is if they ever tried to take you, it'd probably be the worst thing. I mean, I know this Brandon Robb thing is
well, maybe they want that, though. I mean, listen, I don't ever lie to myself and tell me they won't shoot me or kill me or set me up tomorrow. I just put it in God's hands, and whatever happens, it's in God's hands. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, supporters here, Facebook, Marine being disappeared, Brandon Robb forcibly transferred to psychiatric facility 3 hours away from legal team and family. The man kidnapped by police and committed to mental institution for his political post on Facebook. Fear the former Marine is being disappeared by authorities, our new masters, after he was forcibly transferred to a psychiatric facility more than 3 hours away from his family and legal team. And a former veteran of foreign war, so they say he's the number one enemy, in Afghanistan and Iraq, was involuntarily detained for psychiatric questioning last week by our loving globalist in Virginia's Chesterfield, Virginia, leaving anti-establishment messages on Facebook, which questioned the official story behind 9/11 and referring to corruption within the U.S. government. The FBI claims Rob's posts were terrorist in nature. That's a quote. He's being held against his will, despite not being charged with any crime under the state law that allows people to be temporarily committed for a period of 30 days. By the time they've ended up drugging him out, they'll get whatever they want. That's what criminals do. It's all about controlling everything and ganging up and winning against good people. He's being transferred to the John Randolph Psychiatric Mental Hospital in Hopewell, the Veterans Hospital in Salem, Virginia, on the other side of the state. Well, that's bad. So there you go, Infowars.com. You want to read that. A lot of veterans I know. I know a former famous UT football player is a veteran. No criminal record. And he literally did the textbook thing, went to buy his grandson a 22 rifle. And they said, sorry, you've been denied. And he did request. And they said, well, we're just saying in Vietnam, you might have had some problems. Well, I never had post-traumatic. You don't get guns anymore. No judge, no jury. Shut up, scum. We work for foreign banks. But there is no global government, even though we're announcing it. Ha ha ha, because you're mentally ill. Craig in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. Big howdy from across the Red River. And I had wanted to call you today, and maybe you could help me. I just don't understand, where are the gentry? Why aren't they waking up? You know, now my father is starting to wake up. I think I've got him convinced to take all of the family money out of the banks and put it into gold. But, like, you know, I started following you and posting concerning, you know, us equipping Al-Qaeda in Libya and in Syria, and people thought I was crazy, you know, and I stumbled across, I didn't even see this, but in February, the BBC Middle East had a video, it's on there now.
Now, they even wear Al-Qaeda uniforms, NATO helicopters landing, dumping out black-uniformed Al-Qaeda with Al-Qaeda flags. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. But, yes, the CFR website, L.A. Times, all of them, for over a year with Libya, now in Syria, Al-Qaeda is the main force. The quote from the CFR is, we need Al-Qaeda, America. America doesn't exist. We were taken over by foreign banks. The only way freedom comes back and America comes back is if we realize the tyrants wrapped their takeover in the American flag. We were infiltrated. We were taken over. And yes, the criminals that run our government are Al-Qaeda. They are Al-Qaeda.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I'm like a caged, desperate animal just clawing, trying to get out. We're being poisoned. We're being killed. The globalists brag. They've set up a scientific dictatorship. They're trying to mop up freedom, trying to get rid of our families, promoting the end of families. It's just pure evil. And they admit the fluoride's killing us. They admit the GMO is sterilizing us. They're coming out with hundreds of new GMO crops where there's no way to escape it. They're attacking us at every level. And it's just so horrible. And I know it sounds crazy to an uninformed person to say elements of the government staged 9/11. But then you look at the facts, it's all right there. I mean, it's crazy to say the government would ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment or would have troops growing the opium. But when it came out, they were. They just decided to hide it in plain view and have the troops talk about how it was patriotic to grow opium and ship it into America. And the caller brings up the Al-Qaeda. There are hundreds of articles where they just say, oh, yeah, Al-Qaeda is being armed by NATO and Saudi Arabia. And, well, yeah, and they, but they're the good guys. And, yeah, they're blowing up military bases and stuff. And Assad's bad, though. What we're doing is humanitarian. Because they just know the average American's seen so many Hollywood movies where anybody in the Middle East needs to be killed. Because, you know, because Chuck Norris has taken them out or whatever. I know Chuck's a listener, been on the show before, writes about me in his column all the time. But, I mean, you know what I'm talking about, where all those movies in the 80s where it's always the Arab doing the bad things. People just, in a generality, just say, kill everybody over there. And you try to tell a good old boy, hey, you know the government runs Al-Qaeda. Hey, you know the government got the underwear bomber on the plane drugged. State Department admits that. They're just like, oh, come on, it ain't true. Well, let me tell you, what you don't know will hurt you. And people are like, well, what do you do about it then? You start speaking out against this system, and you realize it's the whole thing at the top. That's the only thing that's going to turn this around. I'm going to talk about that after the break. Who was I just talking to? They dropped off. I want him to come back and finish his story about talking to family about the Al-Qaeda and how it was finally in the news. That's why I said stay there to the caller. Oh, it doesn't matter. Let's go to Anthony in New Jersey, listening on XM 166. You're on the air, sir.
Alex, how you doing?
I'm just, it's all coming true. I wish I was wrong. I'm pretty freaked out. And
I'm with you.
I mean, during the last break, it just hit me again how crazy this is. And I can't believe I'm the one fighting it. Do you have any idea how dangerous this is? But it's got to be done. I mean, this nightmare has to stop. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I agree. a couple years ago, I was traveling by plane, and I was subject to molestation by the TSA. And since that point, and listening to your show, I was going to be ready the next time I traveled. So last week I traveled to Vegas, and before I got on the plane, of course, I had to go through the TSA. And I opt out. I didn't go through the machine. And because I did it, I got at least four other people behind me who did the same thing. And I was just really upset. You know,
yeah, let me stop you. That's one thing about sheep. That can be used against the globalists. Sheep are so sheep-like that if they see you do something, they'll start doing it. So see, that mindlessness works two ways. It's not just them ordering the sheep around. When the sheep see you standing up, they all stand up. I'm sorry, go ahead. So what happened to you?
All right. So, all right, during, because I did that, they were obviously ticked off at me. So you could see one of them on the radio to the other one looking at my girlfriend and checking her out. And then they got her license, and they were looking real hard at it. And I confronted them. I said, you just got to go look. You know, that's my girl, and I see what you're doing. You're not going to fool me. I know what you guys are up to. So I got on the plane, happened to open up the magazine on the airplane, and it just opened up to this article by the guy who owned the United. He's the CEO, and he states in this article that, you know, we thank you for flying with us, and we're happy for your business, but we just want to let you know that the TSA isn't, we don't control the TSA. They're a separate thing, and we're sorry for your inconvenience, but we don't have any control over that. And in this article,
listen, the TSA has caused a revolt. And in Europe, similar things. It's unifying everybody because and they know it's going to make us mad. They've got to break us to touch us on the streets to get rid of the Fourth Amendment. Next, it's our houses, airports, streets, houses. And so that's why all the marbles are on this. It's killing $40 billion a year conservatively just in theme parks, restaurants, hotels and resorts. Okay, they're destroying the country, but that's what they want. I'm sorry, finish your story.
So, in this article, it says now that they're pleased to say that the TSA has launched a new risk-based pre-screening initiative where you voluntarily give your information to be a part of the expedited program, which would then allow you to not have to remove your shoes, belts, jackets, or
yeah, but that's a lie, too. It says they may let you. It's still just another lane, and then the groping will continue. They're going to have three levels, full rape room, open grope, and then a special lane for good globalists, but still they may drag you out. So, yeah, it's herding you into the next level of slavery.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, I'm going to talk about some of the most hardcore focused information I've ever discussed here in a moment. I am Alex Jones. I am your host. I am 110% dedicated to throwing my body, my soul, my will, my entire being against the enemy. And I know in my gut, but also from history and research, that of a core of humanity, of every race, color, creed, religion, who is aware of these truths, activates your human survival programming that God gave us. Your brain, if you set about focusing on it, will give you the ideas and the motivation and the energy to mount an assault in your area in the info war to defeat the globalists, to discredit them, to drag their names through the mud, to crush them. And I will tell you this now. If you will not use the pen today, you will never use the sword tomorrow. All of you out there preparing with your armaments for civil war, you need to understand that you will never have the will to carry out defense of your family now if you don't get out there and engage in the info war today. Can you imagine the energy it'll take to go out and start engaging in warfare compared to aggressive info war. 90% of war nowadays is info war. We have the truth. They have the lies. Truth trumps. Trumps, trumps, trumps lies. It's so powerful. It's a weapon that nothing can stop. Use it. Use it. Destroy them. Destroy them with it. It's a weapon. Viciously attack them with it. Hate them. Get your human instinct going. Get your survival mode activated. This is how humans are supposed to act, not the little ninnies that they've tried to engineer us to be. You want to be like that Facebook clown? That's what they've turned people where I live in Austin into. You're trendy and you can't talk and to talk with a lisp but don't care about anything and hurt yourself. I'm going to talk about something that really makes me mad in a moment, but can we pull up that Facebook thing? People can hear the voice of a zombie. You want to hear the voice of a zombie? This is everything that we're diametrically opposed to. This is an ad for their face scanning to buy and sell. They give you discounts if you let them track your whole background and your whole database and tell you what you should buy because the computer knows who you are in the profile. Just like they're tracking you and know where you're going to go with your cell phone before you go there, they know you're going to go to that steakhouse.
To evolve the check-in process by using the seamless method for checking in and getting deals. FaceTools is an automated check-in system using passive facial recognition.
It's non-threatening. Oh my God, I go, And just like Hitler said,
to identify face steals participants in a matter.
Just like Hitler said, first you get the women, then you've got the children. So follow the women. Not that women are weak or bad. It's that evil always targets women first. I'm not talking about Adam and Eve, folks, even if you don't believe that. The point is propaganda. Go read Hitler and Goebbels on women. Women run society. Men serve women in the final equation. Women create the babies. Women live longer. They have more money in the Western world. Women have more money than men. Women have always been in the catbird seat. Men think they're in control, but they're out there fighting and dying and striving in every culture. Women are the heart. Women buy over 80% of the goods. That's why most advertising targets women. Talk radio is an anomaly, mainly men. Women are targeted. Women want to be friendly. They want to get along. They want to be friendly. And here's a globalist Defense Department, New World Order, tracking, AI, pre-crime, rolled out, face scanning to buy and sell, background check to buy and sell.
It's confidently recognized.
It's like, it's the fun. That's nothing to worry about.
Your deal based on your Facebook life history and delivery.
Life history. Oh yeah. With that droning voice, when you're a trendy, when you talk about something really, really destructive, you kind of are allowed to get a little excited. So it's like life history. Oh, it's so fun.
All while checking you in.
Checking you in. All right, that's enough. Turn it off. Oh my gosh, it's hellish. Imagine being locked in a cell with somebody talking like that. All right, now. That's somebody that's never done anything, never been anybody, never actually seen anything. I'll guarantee you somebody talking and acting like that's never had four guys get around them in a dark alley and start pounding on them and had to find out who you are to get their butts kicked and get them off of you. I'll guarantee you somebody like that has never worked very hard in their life. I'll guarantee you somebody like that doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. And that's what we've become, jellyfish for the New World Order. So, of course, they're moving on every front against us. Let me just stop for just a minute. I want to take a pause for a moment. Will you go to Prison Planet Live, Paul Watson's site, and on that YouTube site, we've got that three-minute promo for ProPure. This military news is so important. I want to get out of this floundering mode I get into, which is entertaining radio, I know, but it's literally my brain just going off a million directions. So I need to pause here for just a moment. If you go to YouTube, guys, and all you got to do, you also have the ad loaded. I don't want the 9-minute one. I want the 3-minute one. You go to Prison Planet Live. It's Paul Watson's. In fact, I'll just pull it up right here on this computer and I'll show you. I'll just do it myself. YouTube.com. Boom. Okay. You go there. Quickest way to do it is just type Alex Jones in. One of the channels linked on our big channel. You scroll down. Okay. It's going to show you guys where this is at. All Watson's Prison Planet Live. And you just go there and you get it right off that site. Hell, I'll just put it into Google. I'll show you right now. Watch this, Prison Planet. Prison Planet Live. YouTube.com. Bam. And it pulls up Paul Watson's site. There it is. Okay. Go to his site. Go to rebroadcast.
Try to poison us, and we resist them via a free market system. Hello, my fellow info warriors. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the ProPure family of gravity-fed filters. Now, you know that the globalists are filling our water with radioactive isotopes, fluoride, lead, mercury, arsenic. And one of the few systems that can efficiently and economically remove or reduce down to non-detectable levels these poisons are gravity-fed filters. And ProPure is the top of the line. Their filters are impregnated with silver, a natural antibiotic. On top of that, they're bigger, so they filter faster. You don't have to prime these the first time you use them. It's amazing. Go to InfoWars.com and click on the shopping cart link to see the entire family of these babies. Now, the fluoride they add to our water is so tiny that most filters can't cut it out. But ProPure has their system that will, again, reduce it to non-detectable levels, almost get all of it out of there. That's also available. And if you look at the different systems they offer, the ProPure Big Brush Finish is on a stand, so it's easier on a table or at your restaurant or wherever you have it to go up with a glass or a mug and fill it up. Then there's this big baby right here, the ProPure King Large Version. Got a lot of different options that come with it. Also, they have the ProPure Big, probably one of the best values out there. And, of course, it's burnished stainless steel. And then what I use on my RV, something that's great for your hunting cabin or the back porch, is the ProPure Traveler. Small and portable, but packs a huge punch, cleans out all that garbage. They also have the glass sight spigot, so you don't have to take the top off and
look in the bottom area to see how much water. You can see how fast it's filtering with this optional system. The globalists obviously are hitting us through our water. It's time to take control of our lives. It's time to not give our children and families these poisons. And these systems cut it down to non-detectable levels across the board. ProPure is the name. I only promote what I believe in. And I use ProPure in my home and my office. And I recommend that you check out the information on ProPure at InfoWars.com. We already have the lowest price at InfoWars.com on the ProPure gravity filter system. But when you add in the 10% off when InfoWarriors use the product code WATER at InfoWars.com, nobody can top it. So again, it's a win-win-win. Stop drinking the poison water. Checkmate the globalists when it comes to your health, and support InfoWars.com and the work we're doing here. You know, many revolutionaries rob banks and things and kidnap people for funds. We promote in the free market the products we use that are about preparedness. That's how we fund this revolution against the New World Order in our move to restore our constitutional republic and a spirit of 1776 worldwide. Check it out at InfoWars.com. ProPure, top of the line, number one, most powerful and effective and economical gravity-fed water system in the world. ProPure, available, discounted at InfoWars.com. Don't forget product code WATER to save 10%. It's the latest generation, years in development. ProPure is the name.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. I took a little break. I'm going to try to cover this news because every time I'm at an airport or on the street and somebody's in a uniform, everyone runs up and says, oh, I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for your service. And they just do it because it makes them feel good, like they're doing the right thing. Meanwhile, Americans hold less passports than anybody else in the world. Americans in major polls, I have a new one today, could care less about what's happening in the world or the military. In real polls, they could care less about you. And our military is not our military. It's openly run by foreign banks. They tell our military that NATO and the UN run our military. The bankers brag they've captured our country. So I thought I would break down for you why the troops are committing suicide en masse. Americans tune out of Afghan war as fighting rages on, Associated Press. And it goes through the fact it was once President Barack Obama's war of necessity. Now it's America's forgotten war. Yeah, because they said the war ended. You just tell people it ended, and it didn't end, but you know, you tell people burning down the Waco church it ended an assault, and they go, well, it isn't an assault. They tell you tasering you for no reason isn't torture, but it is. An Afghan conflict generates barely a whisper on the U.S. presidential campaign trail. It's not a hot topic at the office water cooler or in the halls of Congress, even though there are 80,000 American troops, not to mention more contractors than that, that are still fighting here and dying at a rate of one a day. Got to grow the opium. And it goes on to show public opinion against it, but don't really care. Now, I thought I'd just mention that because I happen to have military personnel and veteran suicide prevention numbers here from AFSP. And it goes over the rise in suicides in the last 10 years. It's been steadily, steadily rising. It's been steadily, steadily rising. There are more people committing suicide than are dying in all the conflicts. Now, let me explain what this is. It's a cocktail of things. They're killing a lot of officers and investigators, fragging them. The mercenaries and people are who report on corruption. That's a small part of it, but that's part of the numbers. They always call it suicide when they shoot you in the head in your trailer. A lot of the troops are doing 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tours. Their families are falling apart. Their paychecks won't pay for things. They feel bad about what they've done, so they're committing suicide. I mean, if you feel bad about military operations, you know, you feel terrible no matter what the propaganda is. No matter, how you've been lied to, you wake up, it's a fraud, and you kind of have a self-disposal switch. Your body says, you're not good for the tribe, kill yourself. Your mind does it. You get depressed. When you could repent, get out of it, like Pat Tillman was going to do, and speak out against it. But instead, you just kill yourself. It's not a good idea. You should kill yourself politically getting the word out, busting your butt to tell the truth. You should make it right. If you've had an abortion and you know it's wrong now, go out and fight to save lives of other children. Go out and adopt children. Don't kill yourself. That's a cop-out. That's a coward's way out. Now, the biggest reason that troops are committing suicide, because I've gone and looked at most of these cases, they've been in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tours, which they wouldn't even do in World War II, make you serve more than one tour. A lot of it really stressful door-to-door type stuff. It's really abusive policing stuff where you're hated, where you're seeing dead kids. It's horrible. And so what's happening is they're putting them on Prozac and other serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other experimental drugs. Other experimental drugs. And I have an article here called The Marshall Plan on a Wired magazine. The 40 years the man behind Pentagon insiders called Yoda has foreseen the future of war. And he says in the future it won't be what weapons but what drugs the troops are on. They're experimenting with a bunch of psychotropics, viral injections that reprogram the brain, you name it. And in most of the suicide cases, because I've gone and looked up a bunch of them, they were under psychiatric care and sent back out, and now their impulse control is removed by the drugs, and that's why they're killing themselves and others. I mean, the Prozac insert says it increases suicide, psychotic activities. So that's what's going on here. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
wish that I could fly. All right, so continuing with the epidemic of suicide by military personnel and contractors. When you do something immorally wrong, even if your conscious mind has been programmed by media propaganda, deep down you feel like crap. And that's why in our entire 236 years of the U.S. Army, it's sevenfold the previous record in the Vietnam era of suicides. You can look up the numbers. That's a sign that evil runs this country. And all the folks out there are like, hire a warrior, do this and that. No, we need to end these evil wars, and we need to get them off of big pharma mind control drugs. I mean, the head futurist at the Army, at the Pentagon, Andrew Marshall, a futurist, he's the one that decides to put them on psychotropics, halcyon, amnesiacs. I mean, they are putting them, and they admit it here, all these hundreds of drugs. It's called the Marshall Plan. For 40 years, the Pentagon's insider, called Yoda, has foreseen the future of war. From battlefield bots rolling over radar-proof ships to GI-popping performance pills, all that was before the war on terror. And then they go over all of this. This is an article from 2003, by the way, 9 years ago. Okay? So everything you see in the newborn movie, when I saw that a few nights ago with the crew, it totally freaked me out because everything in it was real programs, just pieces of it, and they were showing you what they're really doing, including in the 21st century, they don't just give you pills. They inject you with viruses that will go in and destroy the areas of the brain that give you what you'd call the conscience to not kill a child or not, or the natural governor to where you can't run 50 miles because you might have a heart attack. They just remove that, and they have injected troops with it. They injected troops, special forces with microchips a decade ago. I talked to family about it, then when I brought it back up, just the fact that I'd mentioned that family told me that, they figured out who it was and got in their face. Now that person won't even talk to me. So they put microchips in them. I mean, it's so far down the road, ladies and gentlemen. And they're using them like machines, that they're using them till the wheels come off. The globalists hate the military. And they know that they're a bunch of drugged up, overused people when they come back. So they either make them cops to oppress us, or they're saying they're the main enemy, put them all in prison. You know, they're terrorists. And I've got a National Guard article here where they're saying the homeland is the biggest threat in the National Guard magazine, and that the returning veterans are the biggest threat. So here's the military being taught that they are the terrorists in their own magazine. Don wrote a story about it in June. I actually saw it doing some research this morning and reprinted it. Can't find it now. But my main point is this. Here's an RT article. U.S. Army grants $3 million for anti-suicide nasal spray research. And it's a very powerful drug chemical that basically turns them into automatons that they shoot up their nose. And so they're just turning the troops into a bunch of drug heads who they can then say are mental patients or whatever down the road. They know exactly what they're doing because the globalists absolutely hate America and hate our military. They hate them so much they're going to use them to take over the world while they soft kill them. And then separately, you can pull this up, CBS News, stress vaccine, don't worry, shot is on the way, says doctors. They already are giving these to the troops that, again, make them where they don't feel bad about what they're doing. And they're now saying that, oh, don't worry, we're going to give you a shot where you won't feel bad anymore. They're turning them literally into living zombies. I mean, we're living in a nightmare movie.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The
KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.